Hi, Daddy. It's me, your baby girl. I know it's been such a long time since I've talked to you, but I wanted to make this audio for you tonight as a thank you for all the messages you sent me. All the messages where you tell me how much you loved listening to my voice, how I made you hard, how you came thinking about me, how you wish that you could meet me and talk to me, make my fantasies come true, how much you want to be my daddy, how you want to make me your little cum slut and share me with all your friends, because I love it. Every time I get one of your messages, Daddy, every time you tell me how hard you got for me, how many times you came, how I reminded you of a girl you met once and fucked, every single time, they make me wet. Many times I will touch myself. And I think about how I wish it were you in the fantasy I describe, or how I wish you were there right now to fuck my tight little pussy. I really love hearing it. So this is for you, Daddy, so you can imagine that you're with me. Because maybe we start talking through email. We start talking about how much you love my voice, about the things you want to do to me. That's my favorite. When you tell me all the dirty, naughty things you want to make me do. So we start talking, and we start playing a little. I send you photos, you send some back to me. I take a video of me fingering my pussy, and you take a video of how you make yourself come while watching me. And of course, that'll make me come, because I'll watch that while fingering myself for you. We talk about what you want to do to me. Maybe we even pretend that we're together. And we talk about how we'll meet and we'll do the things that I mentioned in some of my audios. We'll meet at a bar. You'll finger me right there in front of everybody. Make me come in front of all of them and they won't even know. Then we'll go up to a hotel room, or maybe I'll even bring you back to my apartment. Although the hotel room maybe would be better, because you want to make my fantasies come true. And so when I get there, we're not going to be alone. There'll be someone else there, just like I mentioned in my last audio. But first, you start talking about how you want to meet me, how you have a business trip coming up, and you're going to be in town, you're going to be near me. And you want to make it happen. You want to bring out the naughty slut that resides within this shy girl. I really like that idea. Just some anonymous sex. Oh, God. And I let myself go and I say, okay, let's do it. So you make the arrangements. You find a hotel room not too far from me. You let me know when you're going to be in town. And we make plans. You're coming into town on a Thursday. You have business meetings all day, but then you decide to extend your trip, so you're going to stay all weekend. And I've already decided that I'm going to be yours that entire time. So after work on Thursday, I meet you in the hotel lobby. And we go to the bar together to have a drink, to unwind, to get a little comfortable with each other, but it's actually not that hard because we've been talking about all the naughty, dirty things that we want to do. Turns out that when we meet each other, we're both so excited about what's to come that it's really easy to just let it happen. Since you know how big a fantasy it is of mine and how much I love it when I get fingered in public, we find a spot and you slide your hand up my dress and I surprise you. Because I actually didn't wear panties at all today. I went to work with a completely bare, smooth pussy. And I've been wet all day thinking about this moment. So when you find my pussy, you find me soaked. Slide your fingers inside me. You start to finger me at the booth that we found. But you have a surprise for me. And I find out that you've arranged for someone else to be there. And the man slides into the booth across from us. And he sits there, watching us. That's all he does, he watches. Which makes me start dripping. You finger me until I come. And then you tell me to get on the other side of the booth. And you tell me that you're my daddy now, just like we talked about, and I'm gonna do exactly what you want me to do, and you want me to give the man across from us a hand job. You want me to make him come right there in the bar after he's just watched you make me come. So I do. I gladly slide across to the other booth. And I unbuckle the man's pants. And he's so hard. And I shield us as I pull him out. And I start to stroke him. And you watch me. You watch me as I stroke him until he comes into my hands. And then you watch me lick the cum away. And I know that you're turned on. Your eyes are so dark. Your breathing's picked up. And I know I'm about to have some of the best sex of my life upstairs in your room. And I'm not wrong. Soon after, we leave the stranger there, and you and I head up to the room. And on the way, you start to fill me in on our weekend. Tell me how you want to give your baby girl a heads up, just so I know everything that's coming. You tell me about how tonight's gonna be for you and me. And you're gonna fuck me senseless all night. And as your baby girl, I'm gonna do absolutely anything you want. Of course I am, Daddy. We talked about how I want you to take over. How I want you to make me your cum slut. So of course I'm gonna be that for you. And then you tell me how the next day, which I've taken off from work, you have a friend who will be joining us. And the two of you are gonna make my every fantasy come true. The two of you are gonna fuck me. Fuck me hard. You're both gonna be inside me. Finally make that fantasy a reality. I can feel myself dripping down my thigh right now. I can feel it. And I know that when the elevator doors open and I start walking, that my juices are just gonna start flowing down my thighs. And they do. And of course you know it. Which prompts you to give my ass a gentle slap to start. And you whisper in my ear how I'm such a good girl. And how Daddy's proud of his cum slut for letting go so early. Then you tell me how after your friend has had his way with me, you've set up appointments with a couple other strangers. Guys you've never met, but who you've told about me, who you've shown my pictures to, gave them my audios, my videos, and that they've paid you to fuck me. And that I'm gonna do anything they want of me. And you're gonna film it all. God. I know we talked about it, but I never actually thought it'd be something that'd come true, Daddy. I never thought you'd actually make me your little cum slut. That you'd want to share me with everybody. Document it and I could be scared, and I am a little scared because I've never done that, and I'm nervous, because even though I've slept with strangers and I'm about to do that with you, it's still scary, because at the end of the day, I'm shy, and you know that, but you also know that once I get started, once we get going, I'm not gonna wanna stop until I have to. And you tell me, as we enter the bedroom, that this weekend's for slutty Sophie only. And slutty Sophie is allowed to be as free as she wants, as naughty as she wants. You command me then to get on the bed, to spread my legs, to show you my pussy, and you can see how wet I am. You tell me to start touching myself. Slowly, to put on a show for you. I feel so good, Daddy. My little pussy is so hot and so wet for you. And you tell me that we're not done going over our plans and you want me to continue finger myself for you until we're done. So I slowly start to slide two fingers inside my pussy. Oh, God. I can't wait until it's your cock. Oh, Daddy, I need you to fuck me so hard. Maybe tell me not yet. I have to be patient. That your little cum slut shouldn't be giving orders. I'm sorry, Daddy, I know. I know I'm supposed to do what you say. So I start fingering my pussy. Well, you start to tell me about Saturday. How Saturday we're going out. We're going out to a remote location where you've advertised me. And you don't know who's going to show up. You don't know how many men are going to show up. But you're going to let them all fuck me. We're going to fuck right there in that rental car. And in the open. And that by the end of the day, I'm going to be drenched. I'm going to have so many cocks inside me. My pussy is going to be on fire. And I can't help it because it sounds amazing to let myself go, to just be what I want to be. I want to be fucked. I just want to be fucked all the time. I'm so horny. All the time. I can't. I'm so excited for everything. When you tell me about our last night, how I'm gonna have my first gangbang. I can't wait. I can't wait, but for now, Daddy, I just want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me and make me come. I want to be yours tonight. Please, Daddy. Fuck my pussy. Come inside me. Make me yours. Please.